USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Border security and the State of the Union. President Trump in Washington, D.C., preparing for the State of the Union address Tuesday night. It's expected he will make his case for declaring a national emergency to secure funding to finish the border wall. The Super Bowl over, but lots of cleanup activity in downtown Atlanta. All the trash being picked up and all the posters, signs, and extra security cameras being taken down.
And we had 200 cameras. We're just collecting them today.
This man, an independent contractor from Las Vegas, hired to put up almost 200 extra cameras to keep everyone safe around the perimeter of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It could take a couple of days to get all the equipment down.
We had cameras all around the perimeter to watch and keep everybody safe. We're here for 3 weeks putting up cameras, and we should be done by Thursday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The Democratic governor of Virginia refusing to step down, even though high-ranking Democrats in the party calling for his resignation. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Ralph Northam is trying to distance himself from a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook.
When I was confronted with the images yesterday, I was appalled that they appeared on my page, but I believe then and now that I am not either of the people in that photo.
Northam still faces a chorus of people calling for his resignation. He says he hadn't seen the yearbook until the picture surfaced on Friday. Republican House Speaker Kurt Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There's been a change at the top of the list of America's busiest airports. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, the busiest airport in the U.S. last year, surpassing Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International for the first time in 4 years, as O'Hare last held the top spot in 2014. The FAA releasing the data that shows O'Hare had more than 903,000 arrivals and departures in 2018. Atlanta's airport second with more than 895,000 arrivals and departures. Los Angeles International, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airport round out the top five. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to the economy and your money. So what's the price at the pump? USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look at the national average. Here's his report.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump hasn't changed very much over the last several reporting periods.
The national average, $2.26 per gallon. That's virtually identical as well to what prices were a month ago, but prices still 34 cents a gallon lower than where they were a year ago.
DeHaan tells us that average price will be changing very soon.
Of course, all of that gasoline is going to have to be liquidated in the weeks ahead as we start the transition towards summer gasoline.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.